know that these things are all good. I think that's also.
The problem with the lights, right? Your lights are coming on Shabbos talks.
Okay, so we're continuing from yesterday, Kuf Gimel and Beis and Shabbos, and the issue is Aleph da Azraka. Okay, so it means if a person is trying to write the word Azraka, which is a word, and he writes Aleph. So the question is that considered miktsas? And as in order for miktsas, it has to be a word. Or kiyotzi b'maskayamas. That's the partake of the word. Partake of the productivity. So the question is aleph count as a word? So the Tanakhama holds no, and Rav Shimon says yes. So why would it count as a word? So again, Rav Shimon says, since an amulet you have aleph, so therefore it's a word. So Rashi and the Ran Tosos and Rebbeinu Chanan will explain that Aleph and amulets, they write these things which don't really spell anything, but they use it as a word. They use it as a word. Okay. So we said yesterday, I guess we said two Svaras. Let's just start off with the first Svara. Is, what is a word? What is the definition of a word? Halachically. You say this Kosev recognizes two types of writing, writing of letters and writing of words. What's this idea of a word? Is a word simply a structure consisting of multiple letters? Okay, it's a structure consisting of multiple letters. Okay, and that's just Kiyotzei Bo Miskayames means it has to really be like a real structure. It's not just you happen to put them together in a random way. For it to be a structure, it has to be like an agreed upon structure. It's Miskayim. This is really, there's a tziruf amongst the parts, and you really have an entity. So it's a structure of multiple letters, in which case Aleph is a structure of multiple letters. What makes a structure is that it's Ketzvim Eskayim. This is agreed upon structure. People keep it like this. It's not a mixus. This is really a structure of letters. So that's an entity. Or do you say that included in the definition, that's true that a word is a structure, but included in the definition of a word, in the kosev of a word, is an entity which has a function of reading associated with it. That it reads to form a word. The letters are you being used in their capacity as sound producers, and thereby creates a word. So there's a functional dimension to the idea of kosev of a word. In which case, aleph is not that. So it's true that maybe you could agree to put it in kameas and it's a structure, but it lacks the property of function which makes the words of words. So that's the question. Is function a component of the category of kosev of words? Okay, that's one way we had it. The other way was that definitely the essence of kosev is really just a structure, but the idea of reading of the function is like an accident in words. So it is a component of it, but it's an accidental, like a superadded component in words. In which case, the machlokas is, here you're talking miktsas. That miktsas, for instance, in order to be chayv miktsas, the miktsas has to be like kulo. So for instance, if you're writing a word, to be chayv for miktsas, it has to be actually a word. But it could be lacking in quantity. So it could be lacking quantity, so it could be a shame kata. Question is, could it be lacking in a property? Definitely has to be a word. Could it be lacking the property of readability? Okay, could it be lacking that property? So is it a miktsas? Is miktsas only if it's as long as it's the same essence, namely it's a word, therefore that suffices? Or you say, no, that since the Tanakh holds that it's a word, but if it lacks the property, the characteristic of readability, then that doesn't suffice for a miktsas. The only thing it could lack is the quantity. Can't be lacking the property. So that's another way to learn. Okay. So again, one way is the question is the function of readability similar component of word altogether? Is that part of word, or is it really not? In which case. If it's not part of it, then of course then Azraq is fine. If it is part of it, then Azraq is not good. Or you say it is part of it, but it's an accidental component of it. And the question is that accident, if you're liking that accident, do you say it's still a miktas? Okay, so two ways to go. So that's according to Rashi, Tos, Rebbeinu Chanan. But Tosos, Yesh Mefarshim, which the Ritva holds, he learns that Aleph does not stand for spell nothing, rather it's short for Amen, Amen. Okay? Amen, Amen. Because you write that in Kameos. Maybe at the end. Amen, amen.
Right. So, that's how Alpha Aleph stands for.
Okay. So Rashi doesn't like it. Tosafos doesn't like it because no Trikon. But let's leave out what Tosafos doesn't like about it and let's just take it in its own right. So we said it would seem that this Shita would learn, he wouldn't like Aleph Aleph, but not meaning anything. That's why he has to say it means Amen, Amen. If it just was Aleph Aleph without meaning anything, it seems like he wouldn't hold that anyone would say that's good. But Amen, Amen, that's the question. So what's the difference? What's the difference and what's the Svara according to this way of learning? Push methodological a little bit. So if I had to ask you, so what does the Yesh Mefarshim not like about Rashi? About saying Aleph Aleph is nothing. Like, what's forcing the Yesh Mefarshim to say Aleph Aleph is Amen Amen? So it seems that there's no shaykhus to words because he's not willing to say that words are purely a structure and have no function whatsoever. Right? That's one side. That's what was one side from yesterday. It's just a structural entity, multiple letters. There's no function of reading or of ideas, bringing ideas to mind. It's just like an empty structure. That, it seems, the Yesh Mefarshim is not willing to say. No one could hold that. Definitely reading words. Word has to be that it brings to mind an idea. A function of conveying an idea or something to that effect. Just a word that letters are letters, and it's just a structure or whatever. But a word, you can't divorce the function of an idea or of some concept that brings to mind from a word. Seems like he's not willing to accept the possibility that Aleph Aleph, plain, could be a word. Right? That seems to be what his... Why he's objecting to that. Because you see, he's trying to set up Aleph Aleph means Amen Amen. At least it reflects an idea somehow. It's not just empty. He's not willing to say just blank Aleph Aleph means, which means nothing. It doesn't spell anything, doesn't bring any idea to mind. It's just something which the Kamiya guys used to put in could be defined as a word. Seems like those words have to be somehow associated with ideas. And the question is, does this count? If it does it through Amen, amen, through abbreviations, does that count? Right, so it must be he has two, definitely you need the function of a reading or of an idea. The question is this enough? So now we have to have, so what are the two ways in which this function or which this idea of this productivity of a word conveying an idea could express, could be formulated? Now you have machlokas. What's the machlokas? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. I think it's similar to what Ariel is trying to say. But that you have... See, if you'll ask me, is Aleph Aleph, Amen Amen, is that... Does that have the function of a word? Okay, again, we're assuming the function of a word is conveying an idea. Okay, conveying an idea, let's say. So letters which convey an idea. So you'll say it depends. Is that it? Yes and no. Okay, does it have the function? So it does, but it's like different than, let's say, Av, the word Aleph Beis, or Aleph Aleph. So Aleph Beis conveys an idea, like, essentially. It's like Aleph Beis are two letters. Letters make sounds. And the combination of these letters creates a sound. So that you have here an entity, the entity Av, which has a function, which is a functional entity. It's Aleph Beis is a functional entity. Letters are sound makers, and the combination of Aleph and Beis creates the gives the function of bring to mind the idea of Av. Because the function is implicit in the very structure of the thing. Because the function is implicit in the structure. Aleph Beis creates the function of Av. Okay? By Aleph Aleph, the function of Amen Amen, that function of bringing to mind the idea of Amen Amen, is not in the structure itself. Okay? It's the structure, like you were saying, the structure references or brings to mind the term Amen Amen. But you wouldn't say that the structure itself is like a functional entity. It does It does have the function of bringing that to mind, but it's not implicit in the structure itself. It's not implicit in the structure itself. The structure does function in that way. It does bring it to mind, but it's not a characteristic of the structure itself. It's like the structure combined with that, what people know, that Aleph Aleph, when you write it in a command, means Amen Amen, it brings about that function. But it's not implicit in the structure itself. Okay, it's not implicit in the structure itself. By a word, the structure itself brings to mind the idea. Again, by Aleph Aleph, the structure itself doesn't. The structure itself is just Ah. But it's combined with, because of what people know, the Minhag HaMakom or whatever it is, so the Aleph Aleph brings to mind an idea in combination with the convention. Okay, so what? So what's the question? So maybe the thing is like this: is that really maybe it's the same. Maybe you could learn it's the same. Essentially, it's the same machlokas as the other way, as within Rashi and Tosis, but with one difference. Okay. Which is, see, if you say that a word is a functional entity, okay, a word, the function is an intrinsic component of a word. Okay, a word is letters combined together to function in a certain way. Okay, so if that function of word is a component of what a word is, the function of readability is a component of what a word is, so then you'll say that that Aleph for Aleph, Amen Amen, is not that. Because it doesn't have, it's not that type of an entity. It doesn't have that function. The function of a word is, you have letters whose sounds combine to make a word. And Aleph Aleph doesn't do that. So if you say that that function is an essential characteristic of a word, that function is, it's a structure which functions in a certain way, and it's not this structure, Allah doesn't function in that way. It just secondarily brings to mind the idea of Amen Amen. Or do you say that really, essentially, a word is a structure. It's a combination of letters. But if you have a combination of letters, per se, just Aleph Aleph, like they said, like they had, without Amen Amen, then it's, so to speak, devoid of the productivity of a Kosev. Because the productivity of Kosev is that it brings to mind, that it conveys an idea. So although it's like a word is a structural entity, but it must have a function. It's a structural entity which has a function. But the function isn't the intrinsic definition of the thing. It must exist, otherwise it will lack the din malacha. Otherwise it will be lacking in the din of productivity. But not that is the very definition of what a word is. Definition of what a word is the function, then it has to be implicit in the structure itself. If you say that really a word is just a structure, a grouping of letters, and it just has to have a function, so then the function could be through a secondary of a method, through what it represents, through what people know what it represents. You're right. You can say mikzas also. Like if you say the mikzas, you say really a word is both the structure and the function. But mikzas is, do you say mikzas has to really be a structure which has the function implicit in it? Or do you say that no, as long as it has a structure, but it's true, you can just have the structure, but it must at least reflect the function of idea, bring to mind an idea. So although it doesn't have to actually have the function in the same way, but it suffices if it reflects the characteristic of bring to mind an idea. And for that, the notchkon's enough. For that, because the abbreviation's enough. See, I'm saying Aleph Aleph is a word because of the fact, let's end the first idea I'm saying. I'm saying is that the word is really a structural entity.
Right.
It's a structural entity, and therefore a structural entity, Aleph Aleph is a structural entity, just like Kotos' Aleph Aleph is a structural entity. But it's just that if it doesn't have the function, then it can't be Chayv, it can't be Malacha without the function. But the function could come through Notrikon. Like, no one argues that Notrikon, if you see Aleph Aleph, you think of Amen Amen, that's not the Machlokas. The Machlokas there is whether you're Chayv for that. But here you have a word. You have the structure, Aleph Aleph. The only thing is that you need function. So you look at it, everyone sees it, thinks that you see it, you see, you think, amen, amen. So it has the function. It has productivity. There is productivity in the thing, because when you look at it, you think, amen, amen. And it's a word because it's a structure. But if you say a word is a certain type of a structural, a functional entity, then it means the structure and the function are intimately related. The letters combine to form the functional entity of a word. Then that's only if they actually spell something. I think it does. It will answer Tosa's question, but to really get it, I think we have to get into the question a little bit more, because we have to figure out what the question is. Because we're not, I think we should do to see how it answers Tosa's question. I think we should first go to define the machlokes, get to the machlokes of notes, try to understand what the machlokes is there, and then come back and maybe we'll have a better picture of Tosa's. You know what I mean? Because Tosa's question is it exists. We only understand it on a factual level. I think we'll get the concept and we'll see how it's different than that. Clearly, but I think we're setting the stage for that, yeah. You know. But in order to do the notchikon, to figure out what the notchikon, the machlokas, I think you got to look in the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. He explains it a little bit. Okay, but I think it helps. You need it, because the Gemara doesn't help at all.
Right.
The Gemara just deals with how do you know the notchikon from the Torah, but it doesn't get into what the machlokas is. But the Rambam Perush Mishnayos explains a little bit of a perush. Okay, so let's. I think the next step is to try to define the machlokas of notchikon. And then try to come to Artosis and see if we can get a little more insight. Okay, is there a question there over the phone? Okay, something's bothering me about this. I feel like maybe you could get a little clearer. But, no one's really asking questions, but I thought maybe someone would.
I'm not sure.
So it turns out it's the same machlokas, whether you learn like Tosis or the Ishma Forest, the machlokas is the same, which is the word essentially a structural entity. Or a word has a function built into it. It's a functional entity. But the only machlokas is within the slide which says that it's a structural entity. Does he hold that simply it could have zero function, nothing at all to do with function? The product is the structure itself, or do you say no? That it's true. The maisa, the structure, the chafs of the word is a structure, but it has to have a function of conveyance. So although it's not like a functional entity, it's a structure, but that structure has to do something, it has to have a certain type of a product, and the product is the framework of conveyance. Okay, there's a difference between saying the Maisa is creating a functional entity, versus saying the Maisa is creating a structure, but it has to have a productivity of conveyance, of a function.